This is the Bookable Japan Minutecast. Hello and happy St. George's Day from the Minutecast. I'm Ben Mabley on Monday the 23rd of April with all the news from the past weekend of football here in Japan. Once again, we've seen the trend for teams in yellow to pull out an unexpected early season lead in the J-League this year. But today's review starts with the one team from Kanto that doesn't get much hype from the domestic press, despite continuing to hold the Indian sign over their much more celebrated rivals. Well, Omiya Ardija inflicted a first league defeat since opening day upon neighbours Urawa Reds, as Cho-Young Chul registered a goal and an assist en route to their 2-0 victory in Saturday's Saitama derby. A pre-season arrival from Alborex Niigata, the South Korean international cut inside Japan defender Yuki Abe from the left flank to fire a low right-footed shot across Reds goalkeeper Nobuhiro Kato and in off the post after just 8 minutes. Cho then sent in a perfect deep cross for Raphael to head the home side at the NAC 5 stadium into a two-goal advantage 20 minutes later. It was the Brazilian's seventh strike in just 6 matches against Omiya's local rivals. Urawa manager Mihailo Petrovic sent on Genki Haraguchi for the visitors to seize the attacking initiative in the second half. But an inspired performance from Takashi Kitano in the Ardija goal ensured that there was no way back for the visitors, who slipped to sixth in the table. The result allowed Vigalta Sendai to pull out a 5-point lead at the top, with a 4-0 hammering of FC Tokyo later the same evening. Shingo Akamine opened the scoring right at the end of the first period, before Kunimitsu Sekiguchi headed home his third goal in as many games to double the lead on 58 minutes. Yoshiaki Ota and Jiro Kamata rounded off the scoring late on to take Sendai's record to 6 wins and 1 draw from their opening 7 league games. 2010 champions Nagoya Grampus move up to second, despite the concession of a 94th minute equaliser in their 1-1 draw away to 4th placed Sanfrecce Hiroshima. Ryota Moriwaki hit an unstoppable 25-yard shot in off the crossbar to rescue a point, after Hayama Tanaka's acute header had seemingly put Nagoya on course for all three. Jubilo Iwata are now third, thanks to a stunning Hiroki Yamada effort to give them a 1-0 victory at home to winless Yokohama F. Marinos. The 23-year-old, who's been called up to the Japan squad for a training camp this week, dribbled past 2 opponents before smashing the ball through a crowd of defenders and into the roof of the net from the left-hand corner of the box. Consadole Sapporo looked on course for their first win of the season as they led Kawasaki Frontale 2-0 at half-time, only for Kengo Nakamura to come off the bench and inspire a comeback akin to that which his side had suffered at Gamba Osaka last week. The 31-year-old midfielder pulled one back with his first touch of the ball to reverse the momentum of the match, and Kawasaki were level from the spot through Renato 10 minutes later to set up a grandstand finish. Another substitute, Koji Yamase, fired home on 88 minutes to complete the recovery and break the home fans' hearts. Kashima Antlers also fought back from 2 down to move out of the relegation zone with a 3-2 win over Cerezo Osaka. Kim Bo-kyung's first half brace counted for naught, as strikes from Dutra, Shinzo Koroki and Yasushi Endo turned around a match that threatened to boil over for much of the second period. Newly promoted Sagan Tosu moved up to an incredible 5th position, thanks to a 1-0 victory against 3rd from bottom Alborex Niigata. The game was also notable for the league debut of Corki Kiyotake, younger brother of Cerezo and Japan star Hiroshi. Elsewhere, Gamba followed up their first domestic win of the season with a comfortable second, beating Shimizu S-Pulse 3-1 at Banpaku on Sunday evening. While Vissel Kobe broke their run of six straight losses in all competitions when overcoming Kashiwa Reysol by the same scoreline. The champions have begun their defence with just 7 points from as many matches and sit a dozen places and points adrift of the summit. Two more quick talking points to finish up with, and Sean and Belmare kept up their superb start to the J2 season, winning 2-1 at Tokyo Verdy to move 6 points clear of Montedeo Yamagata at the top. And finally, Shinji Kagawa scored his 13th Bundesliga goal of the season to help seal a second straight German title for Borussia Dortmund as they beat Borussia Mönchengladbach 2-0 on Saturday. Well, congratulations indeed to Kagawa and company. That's it from me for today. Next week is Golden Week here in Japan and I'm off on holiday. But with two rounds of J-League matches, I will be back with a quick catch-up at some point before the normal minute cast returns in a fortnight. Take good care and bye for now.